and soothing, and he didn't need to know anything else for a while. The sun went down. Various nocturnal prowlers wandered near to Dios, and by some animal instinct decided that he certainly wasn't going to be worth all the trouble that would accrue from biting his legs off. The sun rose again. Herons honked. Mist, unspooled between the pools, was burned up as the sky turned from blue to new bronze. And time unrolled, in glorious uneventfulness for Dios, until an alien noise took the silence and did the equivalent of cutting it into small pieces with a rusty bread knife. It was a noise, in fact, like a donkey being chainsawed. As sounds went, it was to Melody what a box full of dates is to high-performance motocross. Nevertheless, as other voices joined it, similar but different, in a variety of fractured keys and broken tones, the overall effect was curiously attractive. It had lure. It had pull. It had a strange suction. The noise reached a plateau, one pure note made of a succession of discordances, and then, for just the fraction of a second, the voices split away, each along a vector. There was a stirring of the air, a flickering of the sun. And a dozen camels appeared over the distant hills, skinny and dusty, running towards the water. Birds erupted from the reeds. Leftover saurians slid smoothly off the sandbanks. Within a minute, the shore was a mass of churned mud as the knobbly-kneed creatures jostled nose-deep in the water. Dios sat up and saw his staff lying in the mud. It was a little scorched, but still intact, and he noticed what somehow had never been apparent before. Before? Had there been a before? There had certainly been a dream. Something like a dream. Each snake had its tail in its mouth. Down the slope after the camels, his ragged family trailing behind him, was a small brown figure waving a camel prod. He looked hot and very bewildered. He looked, in fact, like someone in need of good advice and careful guidance. Dios's eyes turned back to the staff. It meant something very important, he knew. He couldn't remember what, though. All he could remember was that it was very heavy, yet at the same time hard to put down. Very hard to put down. Better not to pick it up, he thought. Perhaps just pick it up for a while, and go and explain about gods and why pyramids were so important. And then he could put it down afterwards, certainly. Sighing, pulling the remnants of his robes around him to give himself dignity, using the staff to steady himself, Dios went forth. That is the end of Pyramids. It was written by Terry Pratchett and read by Nigel Planer.
This has been an ISIS Audiobooks presentation. For further details of our extensive range of books on audio cassette and CD, please call our free phone number, which is 0800 731 5637.